Welcome to Simmer Down with Brenda Anderson and Libby Summers, the podcast that's about food, style, and whatever is on their minds. And you are going to love it.
Hey, this is Brenda Anderson.
That's Libby Summers. I'm talking in sexy voice.
Oh, I like that. That must mean it's Valentine's Day.
If that was a sexy voice, it was frightening on my end. Yours is very sexy. Mine, not so much.
And mine's sometimes very scary. So it's going to be Valentine's Day in a few days.
Oh, yay!
You know, some people hate Valentine's Day.
Oh, God, I love Valentine's Day.
I do, too. I've already put out little hearts and such around my house because it's like my favorite holiday. I did have mason jars filled with pink and red M&Ms, but people kept eating them, so I just put the mason jars away.
Do you have a Valentine's Day sweater?
No, I don't.
We would not be friends if you did.
No, I think probably at one time I might have. I do have this little tank top that has a heart on it.
Cute.
That I wear like under my pajamas or something
Cute.
Like that.
Cute.
But that's it. Although I did buy this cheesy heart necklace last year and wore it to bed. It looked like one of those candy heart necklaces. Like, be my Valentine, you're so sweet, you know, that kind of thing. Just for fun.
Did it make anything happen?
It's kind of exciting. There were a lot of words read.
Oh, Brenda's red. You're as red as a Valentine right
oh
now,
my goodness.
Brenda.
So, you know, some people truly, let's move on, do. I was thinking when we were doing this podcast, what would be fun to talk about? So I asked a friend of mine, Graham Sadler, I said, Graham, we're doing the podcast on Valentine's Day, and we were communicating by text. And I said, any ideas? I didn't hear from him for a couple of hours. And then I got a text back that said, I think you should talk about what a husband slash boyfriend can cook for his wife or girlfriend that's a romantic dinner, but even people who don't know how to cook can do it. And I texted him back. Oh, and then he said, and that so means so much more than just picking up the phone and making a reservation. And I thought, oh my God, that's
oh my
so
God,
sweet.
That's so sweet.
So I texted him back
so
after
true.
I caught my breath. And I said, I swear, I said, I am shocked. I did not know you were such a romantic man. And then the text came back immediately and it said, I'm not, but you asked for ideas.
He's your British friend who did our intro?
Yes, he is.
Yes, so he's dry.
He
on
is.
On the dry side, in a
he
good
has,
way.
He has
that
a
British
great
dry
humor, and yeah. He's so funny. He's just like in those British movies we like to watch. I mean, his humor is just like that. But I was so impressed that all of a sudden, I've known him all these years, and I just learned he was romantic. Then he burst my bubble.
That's funny.
Not romantic, but it made me laugh. That was pretty good. So I was thinking, what could a man, guy, cook for his girlfriend that would be totally romantic and easy if they don't know how to cook? And I'll tell you what I came up with.
Tell me.
Okay. Because I think this is, for some reason to me, a sexy meal. I would love to sit in the kitchen with a great glass of wine and have my significant other make an omelet and a salad with the best glass of white wine ever.
How simple and wonderful and easy.
Who can? I mean, you can. Anybody can make an omelet, do you think?
Yes, yes.
And I'm thinking just a little bit of cheese, maybe snip some chives.
Some fresh herbs.
Some fresh herbs. And all he has to do is go to a market and go to the produce section, look at fresh herbs, grab those, grab a dozen eggs, a little bit of butter, whip them up. And you could even put mushrooms in. The mushrooms come pre-sliced.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-washed, and make a fantastic omelet. You can talk to your wife or girlfriend or whatever while she's sipping her wine.
So it's really what you're saying. It's not even necessarily about the food. It's just you're kind of setting the mood of this wonderful time together, this precious kind of moment, this snapshot in time of you setting
exactly.
While, and just spending quality time with your loved one, but kind of in most households, roles reversed, where he's
yes.
cooking for you here, even the simplest meal.
Which, any sort of effort like that, I find so endearing.
Yes, I agree.
And it doesn't even matter what it is, but I thought an omelet would be perfect. And a salad, literally, you can buy a good salad in a bag.
Yeah.
Squeeze a little lemon juice, pepper, olive oil, and it's done. And, you know, you could sit on the countertop and drink a glass of wine. And...
So he's basically getting you all liquored up. Before you put on your heart necklace.
Exactly. Exactly. And another thing, if you're the girl part of this equation, you don't want to have anything too heavy on your stomach.
No bloat during Valentine's Day.
You know, you want to eat light.
But what about, you know, Valentine's Day is about the dessert. What would he make for you for dessert?
Okay, this is what I was thinking. I would stop somewhere, maybe his favorite restaurant. Maybe there's a restaurant that you like, and pick up possibly some chocolate truffles or tiramisu or something that's not too sweet or too heavy. He wouldn't have to do it. He knows what you like. You've been out to dinner before. Mm-hmm. All he has to do is make a phone call. He doesn't even have to make dessert.
That's true. It's like on Salted and Styled this week, we feature this wonderful chocolate maker, Kristen Hand is her last name, I believe. But her store, she's one of 10 bean-to-bar chocolate makers in the United States.
Wow. And she's in Atlanta.
She's in Atlanta. She is adorable, beautiful woman. So smart. And she has 3 stores in Atlanta, I believe, called Cacao. And stopping by a place like Cacao and picking up just a few little bits of wonderful chocolate, especially hers because she makes it herself. Yeah. In every little town, somebody's selling something wonderful. I think that's a great idea. Why kill yourself to make a dessert if you're not a dessert maker?
Exactly.
And have something, just a little piece that you don't
just a
need.
Little something sweet.
It's a little temptation, which is kind of a big part of Valentine's Day.
It is. It's very nice.
I do have to tell you one story, and this is about just maybe a partner listening to another partner of what they want.
Yes.
I have a friend in Vail, Colorado when I lived there. Her name was Karen Pollarito. And she and her husband, JP, own a ski shop there called Performance Sports. Well, Karen and JP got married about the same time Josh and I did. I think they were a year or so before, right after. And anyway, first Valentine's Day rolls around. And all Karen wants for Valentine's Day is a heart-shaped box of chocolates that she'd never gotten in her entire life.
Aww.
And JP thought she was kidding. And he would be, so what do you want to do for Valentine's Day? He made all these plans. It was this big deal. And she kept thinking she was going to get a heart-shaped box
of
chocolate.
Like a Whitman's.
Yes, like the cheapest thing, you know, that has the ruffle around the
yes,
edges, right?
Yes.
They go out, $1 million are spent because they're just married, you know, and everything. He bought her all this stuff and no chocolates. And Karen, one of the reasons why I love her is she does not mince any words. And how was your Valentine's Day, Karen? Well, it effing sucked. And there were no box of chocolates. JP doesn't say a word. Just takes it in, and he was brutalized by not getting these box of chocolates.
All they have to do is listen.
I know. Next Valentine's Day rolls around, and she gets the biggest box, like it was a cartoon box, a heart-shaped cartoon box. Brenda, I'm telling you, Brenda, it was 2 feet wide. One of those that holds like 200 chocolates.
And it's the kind of chocolates that you bite into to see if you like it.
Yeah.
And you put it back in the little wrapper.
That one had coconut because it's that nasty coconut. So it's basically just about listening. It doesn't have to be a bunch of money. That, and Karen was bawling when the chocolates arrived. Like bawling because he had not said a word.
It is so sweet.
He had not apologized. Nothing.
But he knew what he was going to do next year.
Just registered it for the following year.
And I think, and I will speak for most women because I think this is true. The gesture does not have to be grand.
True. I completely agree.
Just let me know that you love me. You think about me. And that, you know, I send Valentine cards to my girlfriends, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say I'm thinking about you.
Brenda, I have never gotten a Valentine's Day card from
you.
And
I mean, I've thought about sending them to friends, and I've never actually gotten around to it.
Just for the record.
However.
Libby, I'm not quite loving you. How about, as I'm sitting here looking at you, I think it's fascinating to me, and Jamie Cribbs brought this up. He's a friend of ours who's a celebrity hairstylist. Brought this up at one point. to me because his birthday, your birthday, Chia Chong's birthday, my sister's birthday, all on the same day.
All on
and
the same
Jamie
day.
Reminded, brought it up, well, we were Valentine's Day babies. And I know that makes you can't make a fist. Chia Chong's like, I don't even want to think about that. My sister put her hands over her ears. But Jamie pointed out, we're Valentine's Day.
There was
Day.
Some romance going
you
on,
you guys are all Valentine's Day babies. Isn't that funny that the people in everybody very close in our creative world are...
All my friends, except for one, all of my very close friends, females, are all born in the months of October and November.
Really?
All of them except for one. All.
Who's the one?
Jean Brooks.
Really?
Yep. She's born in March, but all of my friends are born in October and November.
Interesting.
I know. It's interesting. I think all the people I'm drawn to have high energy and...
Interesting.
But Valentine's babies, I like that.
You have to. I will tell you that Josh Summers told me, whatever those cookies you made the other day for that photo shoot, I just want some more of those.
What were they?
They're the cookies on the website this week. They're called hot chocolate cookies. Brenda, I'm sorry, you weren't there for that photo shoot, but they have... Chia Chong had to take a drink of water. The first round had a little too much chipotle pepper in it, but I love the mix of chocolate and pepper. Really love it.
Do you have something you'd like for Josh? That's not fair because Josh, Libby's husband, is a cook.
He's a great cook. He cooks the majority of our meals.
I know. So it's
I
not
don't
fair
cook
to say,
so
what would you like
home.
Josh to cook for you? But is there something he cooks for you that you love that you would like for Valentine's Day?
Brenda, I've said it before and I will say it again. Anybody who makes me anything, I love them. Like, as long as... Make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and I will be happy to sit down with Josh and eat it with him and just spend time with him. And if there's an orange box next to it, I'm not going to push it away.
And there probably will be. For those of y'all who don't know Libby.
She loves a scarf.
She does like anything that comes in the orange box, but particularly a scarf. Everything French. Everything. I used to make... when Grace and Matthew were little, I think I did it when I first got married. I had these heart-shaped things that I made pancakes.
Ooh, yeah. The kids love that.
Yeah. I think I made them for Robert and Matthew, and then when Grace was born. And that's a big deal for me because I despise making breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I find making breakfast the worst thing in the whole world.
I love making breakfast.
Oh, my God, please make me breakfast.
Oh my God, did you make the baked eggs on Salted and Styled last week?
I still haven't.
Brenda, how about, if you don't like doing breakfast, how about just, and this is something that people can do for the loved one for Valentine's Day, how about just the most decadent, rich cup of hot chocolate?
Yeah.
And you know what? I love homemade marshmallows, but if you buy, you know they make those really huge, they're called campfire marshmallows now?
Yes.
They're like the size of the palm of your hand.
Right.
Cut them in half, and you can take a paintbrush and a little red food coloring, and you can make a heart on it, you can write love on it, you can do anything you want. Like, just so, it costs no money. I mean, but if you're making hot chocolate, make it with great chocolate. And I always use a dark chocolate. I'm not a milk chocolate fan.
Do you have a recipe?
I just use dark chocolate and probably about 3 ounces for 2 people for a small cup, although I like to drink them in a big, like, Olay mug.
Oh, my gosh. We'll have to have a big one if we're going to use the campfire marshmallows.
And you heat your milk off to the side. I don't add any additional sugar.
Nothing.
No.
Dark chocolate.
But not bittersweet chocolate, just a high-quality dark chocolate, so it's going to have some sweetness.
I want to do that.
And then just pour that hot milk over it. Now I have a French, hot chocolate pot. So can you hear my hands?
Yes.
So the stick is in between the hands and I just froth it up together. And those pots have been around since Louis the 17th, I think.
All right, if you don't have that, what do you use?
You just pour heat your milk up and pour it over and just
I'm doing it. I'm not going to let Robert listen to the podcast because, he is an avid fan.
has he listened
to it? He never listens to it.
I don't think Josh has either.
I do. The last one I made him listen to after I had edited it, I said, you've got to listen to this. And he looked at me and I said, just for God's sakes, mute the TV. And, no, but I will do the hot chocolate for Robert.
That's something that anybody can do. That's like, hey, honey, how about let's take a hot chocolate break. You don't need anything else. You don't need a cookie. You don't need anything. Let's set and have a hot chocolate together.
And buy one of those candy necklaces.
Or candy something.
I love it. Okay, so I want to tell you what my favorite love quote is.
Okay, tell me. You love quotes. Tell me.
Well, I'm a quote person, and y'all probably know that if you've listened to the podcast. And it's Shakespeare. And I think it's the most romantic thing I've ever heard. And this is it. When I saw you, I fell in love, and you smiled because you knew.
Oh my God, I'm going to tear up.
I know, how sweet is that?
That is the sweetest thing. What's it from, do you know?
I think it's the Merry Wives of Windsor, I think. I can't remember.
When we lived on our boat for a year, money was tight. And Valentine's Day that year, I had found we were in like Beckwee or someplace, some little island, and I got this heart-shaped box that somebody had made, and it was like a paper mache box. Oh. And I gave that to Josh, and I just filled it with like ripped pieces of paper. I'm telling you, there was no money. I couldn't even get good paper. Trust me. Buying the box was a big deal. And I just put in there all the reasons why I loved him. And that he's such a great dad, or he loves to read, and just every little thing, his crystal blue eyes that I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna divert for a second, but what color are Robert's eyes?
Sky blue.
So are Josh's. Do you ever think that your eyes are blue because that's the person you're always looking at?
No.
I sometimes forget that my eyes are brown.
Do you know what? My eyes are brown too. Everybody in my household has blue eyes, but me. And I can't look at Grace in the eye without thinking Robert. I can't. They're exactly the same color. And I can never, forever, I will look at her and think Robert, because she has his exact eye color. It's identical.
Well, I think Josh's color is my color for some reason all of a sudden.
I have to break Libby's heart and tell her that she does have brown eyes, and Josh does have gorgeous eyes.
Well, that was one of the things in his heart box, was that I love just every little thing, the way he, you know, ties his left shoe differently than his right shoe, and just his, you know,
things
his
gadget things. Notice about him that he probably didn't even know.
Yeah, and it was packed.
Did he cry?
Josh is very in touch with his emotions, and I do believe he might have been touched by it, because it's that, and I had been filling it for weeks, like just when I'd think of something or I'd see him do something else, I'd rip off another little piece of paper and put it in the heart-shaped box. And you know, especially when you don't have any money, just those are the best gifts.
That gift I would take over anything else in the whole world.
It sets on his,
except maybe a ticket to London, but yeah. That's neither here nor there.
I will tell you, this heart-shaped box sits on the desk in his little credenza in his closet.
Okay, then. What's your favorite romantic city?
I don't know. You go first while I think about it. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to say something that you were going to already know the answer to.
London.
Yes?
If I said your favorite non-romantic city, what would you say?
London.
Your favorite place to eat. Any London. City. Okay. That's not fair.
It's not fair. But this is what I think when I think of a romantic place. And when I mean it, you don't have to be with someone else to find a city romantic. You don't have to be with a husband or a boyfriend or a friend. I could walk and have in London, and I find it to be the most stimulating and romantic, because you can go to an art gallery and look at art that is dreamy. It just puts you in a whole nother mind frame. You're totally in another world. And then you can go to the symphony. You can go see a play, and you're in this big city, and you're anonymous. Nobody knows who you are. You don't know anybody else. And you get to walk around and observe everything. Nobody has any expectations of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that whole idea romantic.
I would agree with that. I love the anonymity part of that you can just...
I'm not going to be there Valentine's Day, but if I were, that's what I would do. And then I would go to a restaurant in a pub. You know, a pub usually has two sections.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to love pub food, but I might bump it up and go to a restaurant in a pub and have something totally British and then walk around the city. I just find it... I know most people in the world would say Paris.
I would probably... You know, I wouldn't say Paris for me. I would say maybe like Martinique, which isn't a city. I mean, but...
But you find... I've never been.
Because... And I will tell you why. It has that French influence, but I love... To me, a romantic place, I love warmth and I love... the sun shining on my skin, and I love, since my husband speaks French, like that's romantic to me to hear him speaking French.
Oh my God, I
and
love that.
I always loved every time we went to Martinique or St. Bart's, or you know, while I was working in that yachting industry.
Martinique. I've never been.
Oh my God, the best grocery shopping you'll ever have in your entire life.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Why? What makes it that way?
Well, they get all the great stuff from France, but then it's from South America, too, and all the Caribbean islands. Like, there's just... I could stay in the grocery store in Martinique, like the main one, for a gazillion hours.
That's like a playground for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I want to go to Martinique, but if I go to Martinique, I'd rather go with someone.
I like Paris, too. I like Big Sky. I've loved when we were there, so there you go. But it, you know what?
And you know what? Savannah's not bad.
Savannah's wonderful.
To walk around downtown Savannah.
We live in a dreamy city.
We do, and it is the architecture. And I want everybody to have a good time. And remember that you don't have to have a husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend to have a good time on Valentine's Day. If it's you and your girlfriends, go for it. Everybody dress up, walk around, drink champagne, eat chocolate. Have a good time.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a big deal.
It doesn't. Make it fun and make it effortless.
Yes.
So you can have fun.
And it doesn't have to cost money. I'm heading up to Philadelphia to do some television stuff, but some morning TV at Philadelphia where I'm doing a $30, like this whole feast, a Valentine's Day feast.
Oh my gosh.
For under $30.
Perfect.
Three course with beverage. Like, super simple, but delicious.
Libby, I can't wait to see that. You'll have to YouTube it. Or, what do you do? You send me the link, and then
yeah.
I can watch you in another setting.
Yeah, there
which
you
is
go.
Always fun.
It'll be fun. This has got a live audience. They're a hoot up there.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
You're going to have a live audience?
They're a hoot. They're funny.
Our dream is to have call-ins to this podcast / radio show to be so we can... feel like we have an audience.
We're gonna have a call in next week.
Yeah. Okay. Next, can we?
I don't know. I don't think so. Are we talking to Virginia Willis next week?
I hope we're talking to Virginia Willis. She's gonna be here for the Savannah Book Festival.
Yes, and she really wants to do it. We're gonna
make
it work.
Virginia
out.
Willis, who I cannot wait to meet because I have not met her.
She better look out.
I'm dying to meet her. She's a great friend of Libby's and a wonderful chef, and has written her second cookbook, and I cannot wait to meet her.
Yes, yes, yes. Brenda, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Libby. And I hope you and Josh with those dreamy eyes have a great Valentine's.
And to you and Robert as well. And we'll catch everybody next week.
Next week. Love and kisses.
Bye. Simmer down.
Simmer down.